from right to left in front of my broadcast position in the first period of play. I am in the midst of a lot of old Abe fans here tonight, so hopefully you won't hear a lot of them. You'll hear the cheering from the Wausau West section off to my right. But it is a massive crowd. There is incredible energy. Sectional finals in any sport, always among the best team that you're going to see. Everybody wants to get the state. State is the cake. What you do at stake is the icing. Got to get that cake first. And there's the faceoff, and we are underway. Old Abe's off the near side boards. Puck is rolled into the zone. Trey Kuharski will chase it down behind the cage. Moves it to the far side boards and chase Crass. Crass will flip it high into the air to center ice. Puck is gloved down by the old Abe and into the zone. Mac Diggins. Diggins moves it left faceoff circle. A little bit too far in front of his target. That was Wyatt Seymour. Now puck back to the point. Upper slot. Now a whistle and a stoppage in play. The net is off its moorings very quickly. First stoppage 24 seconds into the game. Julian Scalcucci in net for the Warriors. He has started every game this season. 20 wins, 6 losses, 2.31 goals against average, 921 save percentage. Face-off to the left of Julian in the right face-off circle. Purple-clad Abes and the white-clad Warriors. Puck along the near side boards. Puck is played in front. Puck right face-off circle. A shot just wide of the cage. There was an early opportunity for ECM. Now the Warriors up to center. Cooper to point, trying to grab it. Knocked away, but picked up by Crass. Crass into the zone. Crass, a shot misses the near side pipe. Near side, Cooper to point. Behind the cage, Chase Crass. Crass gets double teamed. Trying to kick the puck forward is Chase Crass. And now the puck taken away by the Abes. Back up ice comes Eau Claire Memorial. With it is Gabe Pankratz. Pankratz into the zone. Knocked away by Joel Gravine. Puck rolls in behind Scalcucci. Now Pankratz, fed in front, does not connect. Now left faceoff circle, a shot deflects into the left wing corner. Grabbed by the Warriors and cleared back to center ice. A little bit of early pressure by Eau Claire Memorial. Carter Hayes will roll it over the blue line. Played now by the Warriors. Grabbing it is Shea Jones. Jones bangs it off the boards, back to center ice. Picked up there by the Abes and Luke Schemberger. Schemberger gives it away. Warriors will now roll it in. Will that be an icing? No, it will not. Puck is chased down by Caden Kruschke, now for the Abes. Puck up the center, taken away by the Warriors. Wausau West flipped on the left-hand side, bounces into the zone. Goes in behind the Eau Claire Memorial cage. Puck is whipped to the far side boards. Back to the point, Tegan Rasmus. Rasmus' shot goes into the left corner. Near side boards, Kate Damrell. Damrell leaves it down low. Puck is rolled to the far side corner. Caden Kruschke again. He'll get it out of the zone, goes all the way down ice, and that will be icing on the old Abes. Offensive zone faceoff coming up for the Warriors. 15:07 to go in the first period. Still no score. Warriors have had success in this building this year. They defeated Chippewa Falls by a score of 5-1 in January. Abes, of course, always play here, part of the Big Rivers, and they beat Chi-High at home on Tuesday. There's a shot off the faceoff win for the Warriors. Goes wide of the cage. Puck is flipped out of the zone by the Abes. Chasing it down will be Tegan Rasmus deep in his own end, but it'll be a whistle and an icing on Eau Claire Memorial. So another offensive zone draw coming up for the Warriors. 14:57 to go first period. Still no score. Quick reminder, tomorrow we have high school girls hockey sectional final. The Central Wisconsin Storm will take on the Hayward Hurricanes. I'll be in Menominee tomorrow, 3:45 for the airtime, right here on WXCO. Face-off is battle for. Goes in behind the cage. Jake Kane fighting for it for the Warriors. Puck to the far side corner. Picked up by the Abes and Tucker Lossman. Now up the center. Pass to the right-hand side. Into the zone. Eric Karnitz. Karnitz a shot. Blocker save made by Julian Scalcucci. At the left point. Kept in by the Abes and Peyton Holes. Now Eau Claire Memorial makes a line change on the fly. Warriors pass ahead. Now through center ice. Left-hand side. Xander DeVile. Now Owen Pergalski will backhand it in over the blue line and picked up by the Abes. With it is Lossman back to center. Here comes Lossman. He'll roll it in deep. Behind the cage, Julian Scalcucci will slow it down for West. Julian moves it to the near side boards. Kept in by the Abes and a deflection off the stick of Diggins, just missing the near side pipe. Far side boards. Wyatt Seymour for Eau Claire Memorial. Deep left corner, Pankratz. Pankratz gets bodied up, puck taken away. Now with it is Cooper DePoit. DePoit into the zone. DePoit has it knocked away, but chases it down near side corner. DePoit rolls it in behind the cage to the right-hand side. Chase Crass will grab it. Crass back behind the cage. Could not connect on that pass. goes to the near side, thrown in front by Owen Pergalski, goes to the far side corner, back to the point, captained by the Warriors. Puck is thrown in front, intended for Pergalski, deflected to the right corner. Grabbed by Pergalski, but then popped up. Gabe Pankratz back up ice. Right-hand side, Diggins. Diggins into the zone. Diggins leaves it out to Pankratz, but deflected away into the corner. Owen Pergalski now gets it back for the Warriors. Gets it ahead towards the point, could not connect. And the puck dumped back in by Eau Claire Memorial. 13:20 to go, first period. Still no score. Warriors deep in their own zone. Teagan Rasmus to Pergalski. Gets it ahead. Cooper to Poit through center. To Poit. Had it knocked away. Taken away back by Diggins. Gives it off to Onneman. Onneman into the zone. Onneman upper slot. Knocked away. Stolen by the Warriors. Here comes West. Up ice. K. Damrell into the zone. Left faceoff circle. Fires it. Save is made. Rebound behind the cage. Grabbed by Damrell. Damrell to the right faceoff circle. Thrown in front. It almost went between the pads.
I think that was a lucky break for Manson. He was going to his right, and it just got the inside of his pad.
And now a whistle and a stoppage in play. I think Manson thought that was going to be a pass. It ended up on net from Cade Damrell, and it almost squeezed through to give the Warriors the lead, but 12:46 to go, first period, and now a faceoff coming up at neutral ice. Caden Boleyn will step in for the Warriors, win that faceoff. Teagan Rasmus gets it to Hendricks. Damrell throws it on net, knocked aside by Mattson. Puck in the left corner. Fighting for it is Cade Damrell. Goes in behind the cage. Picked up by the Apes. Moved on the left-hand side, back to center. Puck is dumped back in. And again, a little bit of a shaky start for Mattson, I think. Puck back to center. Picked up by Hendricks. Damrell. Damrell rolls it into the left corner. Picked up there by Wyatt Cienko for the Apes. Taken away by the Warriors. Thrown in front. Puck in the upper slot. Back to the point. Kept in by Gravin. Gravin throws it on net. Right pad stop made by Mattson. Puck along the near side boards. Fighting forward is Tyler Wendell for Wausau West. Puck whipped along to the far side by Eau Claire Memorial. Takes a bad hop off the boards. Trying to grab it is West. Kept in again. Good job by that line. Keeping it in the offensive zone. Now a line change for Wausau West. Puck goes all the way down ice, and that will be icing on the Apes. Five shots on net so far for the Warriors, none for the Apes, but 0-0 is the score. 11:55 to go in the first period. Another offensive zone draw coming up for Wausau West. There's the draw. Puck is taken by Eau Claire Memorial. Diggins moves it left-hand side to Pankratz. Pankratz will fire it high and wide of the cage. Rebound near side boards, kept in by ECM. Puck fought for along the boards. Puck is still rolling around in the near faceoff circle, and the Warriors will grab it and clear it out of trouble. Puck rolls back into the Eau Claire Memorial end of the rink. Chased down by Caden Kruschke. Kruschke moves it ahead. Now ECM trying to break it through to center ice. Puck is knocked away, but now back up ice. With it again is Schemberger. Schemberger into the zone. Schemberger behind the cage. Schemberger moves it back to the left point. Taken there by the Aves. Puck is now into the left corner. Deflected below the goal line, left-hand side. Puck is still battle for it, now grabbed by the Warriors, and they will flip it high into the air and get it out of trouble. Puck will roll into the zone. Left-hand side, Owen Pergalski. Pergalski, shot and a save, and covered up by Mattson. Owen Pergalski able to chase down that puck for the Warriors and get the shot off. Knocked down and covered up by Evan Mattson. So 11:04 to go, first period. Offensive zone draw for the Warriors in this scoreless game. Cooper to Poit in the circle for West, but ECM wins the draw. Puck behind the cage, now deflects to the far side boards. Turnover by Pankratz, and then knocked away. Warriors do keep it in. Move to the near side boards, chase Kras. Kras rolls it down low. Kras gets it back along the boards, and then coughed up and taken away. Now with it is Mac Diggins. Diggins into the zone, right wing side. Diggins getting bodied up by Ethan Rohde. Puck is knocked away. Puck is taken by the Warriors. Here comes Owen Pergalski now for West. Gets it to center, knocked away, but then picked up by Kras. Kras into the zone. Kras trying to get around the defender, knocked away. Went off the body of Carter Hayes. Picked up by Mac Diggins. Diggins in his own zone, moves it left-hand side to Lossman. Lossman up to center, into the zone, with it is Pankratz. Pankratz a shot, right pass, a rebound, and then covered up by Julian Scalcucci. The right pad went out by Julian. There was a rebound in front, but not able to get much on. It was just pushed forward softly by the Apes and covered up by Scalcucci. First shot on net for the Apes. It was a good opportunity for Gabe Pankratz. Face off to the left of the Wausau West sophomore goalie. Caden Boleyn taking the draw for West. Win on the draw for Eau Claire Memorial. Puck is rolled into the right corner. Teagan Rasmus will pick it up for the Warriors. Teagan up the left-hand side, gets it up the center. Oh, no, turnover, right face-off circle, a shot and a save. The puck is caught up in the boards here on the near side. I thought Rasmus got it around the defender, but it was knocked down, kept in, and the shot from Eric Karnitz is gobbled up by Julian Scalcucci. He'll take the whistle and the stoppage in play. 10:03 to go, first period. 6-2 edge for the Warriors in shots, 0-0 score. Win on the draw for the Aves. At the point, now move left faceoff circle. Knocked away, Warriors will pick it up. With it now is Hendrik Stamroel. Stamroel into the zone, right-hand side. Stamroel turns the corner. Stamroel, a shot goes wide of the cage. Rebound to the point, Joe Gravine. Gravine along the boards. Gravine into the corner. Puck is battle for Cade Stamroel there. Hendrik Stamroel there. Hendrik will pick it up. Hendrik trying to work his way in front. Hendrik whips, gets another shot off, misses. Now Cade, tough angle shot, thrown in front. Chopping is Caden Boleyn, but it's covered up and frozen by Evan Mattson. Boy, this line of Stamroel, Stamroel, and Boleyn has been doing very well here in the early going for the Warriors, getting some pressure on in the ECM zone. Offensive zone draw now for the Warriors. Near faceoff circle, just to my left. Cooper to point, will take the draw. Win on the draw. Shot by Chase Kras is knocked down. Puck is now played by the Aves back up ice. With it again is Pankratz. Pankratz into the zone, turning the corner, now below the goal line, right-hand side. Back to the point, Carter Hayes. His shot deflected and gloving it down. Well done by Julian Scalcucci. Hayes fired it, it got hit, it then fluttered, and snagging it with his mitt was Julian Scalcucci. Quick reaction by the Warrior goalie. Win on the draw, save made. Pankratz with the fire. Now Diggins, left-hand side. Back to the point, Lassman. Lassman fires it, getting a piece of it with Scalcucci. Now on the near side, Owen Pergalski. Gets it ahead to Cooper DePoit. DePoit into the zone, rolls it in softly behind the cage. Goes to the right-hand corner. Chase Kras fighting for it now for the Warriors. Whipped along the boards by ECM to the right-hand side. Mac Diggins now through center. Diggins over the red line. Diggins into the zone. Makes a good little move. Left-hand side. Looks for the feed. Thrown between the circles. Taken away by West. Good play by Chase Kras. Kras back up ice. Kras moves it right-hand side. DePoit a shot. Save. Rebound. Save again. Back-to-back saves. Big chance for the Warriors. Warriors have it. Right face on circle. Shot. Save again. Kras with that shot. In front. Kras again. Hit the goaltender on the left-hand side. A flourish for the Warriors. And now the Aves will clear it all the way back to the Warriors' zone. Quickly up ice comes West. Into the zone. DePoit. DePoit shot is blocked. His stick goes into two pieces. Now the puck is picked up by the Aves. Back to center. With it is Matthew Wonky. Wonky has his pass deflected. Warriors trying to get it out. Puck is kept in. Wonky. Wonky trying to throw in front. And now a penalty coming up on West. Delayed penalty on the Warriors. Thrown in front. Deflected wide of the cage. In the right corner with it is Onneman. Onneman has it knocked away. But the first power play will go to Eau Claire Memorial. The Warriors had some good opportunities. Had a flourish at the other end. But now they will be forced to kill off a penalty. 7:52 to go in the first period. Xander DeBio will go into the sin bin for the Warriors. So, 0-0 game past the midway point of period number one. There's the draw. Win by ECM at the right point. Now moved along the near faceoff circles. Back to the point. Now left-hand side, Pankratz. Pankratz a shot high and wide of the cage. Diggins on the right-hand side at the point. Diggins with the puck. Diggins now back to the point. With it is Wyatt Seymour. A shot and a save again by Julian Scalcucci. So Scalcucci looking sharp early here for the Warriors. Evan Mattson has stopped all 11 shots he has faced for Eau Claire Memorial. Face-off, near face-off circle in the Warriors' zone. Win on the draw for Memorial. Back to Seymour. Moves it left-hand side. With it is Pankratz. Back to Seymour. Right-hand side, Diggins. Diggins moves it down into the right corner. Back on the right-hand side. Seymour fires it. Blocked in front. Back on the left-hand side, Pankratz. Back to the point, Seymour. Seymour moves it right-hand side, Diggins. Diggins moves it left. Now with it is Pankratz over the crossbar. Rebound, Diggins on the near side. 1:15 on the power play for ECM. On the right-hand side, Diggins. Diggins back to the point. Pankratz, he'll fire it wide of the cage. Picked up by Tegan Rasmus. Moved along the boards. Not out. Kept in by Seymour. Fighting for the puck. Trying to get it out west. Now grabbed and cleared by the Warriors. Halfway through this penalty kill for Wausau West. Mac Diggins will bring it back up ice for the Abes. Gives it off to Gabe Pankratz. Pankratz into the zone. Pankratz a shot. Over the glass, into the netting, and out of play. 45 seconds to go on the Eau Claire Memorial power play. 6:37 to go in the first period. 0-0 game. Can these teams split their meetings in the regular season? Eau Claire Memorial won the season opener 3-2 in double overtime. And in January, the Warriors at Wausau defeated the Abes 3-0. Face-off win again by the Abes. Back to the point. Now move left-hand side. Carter Hayes moves it right face-off circle. Pass attempt goes off a stick. Picked up by the Warriors. Grabbed by Kras. And he'll clear it all the way down ice. Trying to chase it down is Cooper to point for the Warriors. Cooper has it. Cooper tried to pass. It goes off the back of the net. Now picked up by the Abes. Back up ice comes ECM. Peyton Hulls into the zone. Hulls between a pair of Warriors. Knocked down. Warriors will grab it. Cleared back to center. Played there by Tucker Lossman. Now on the right-hand side, Wonky. Wonky into the zone. Takes a shot up against the boards, but now into the right corner come the Abes. 7 seconds on the power play. At the right point, one-timer. Hayes save is made by Julian Scalcucci. Warriors will clear it, and that will do it on the power play. Back to 5-on-5 hockey. 5:47 to go, first period. 0-0 game. Puck in behind the cage. Carter Hayes for ECM. He'll flip it up the center. Puck rolls into the Wausau West zone. Played by Julian Scalcucci. Sweeps it to the far side corner. Puck rolls along the boards. Kept in by Eau Claire Memorial. Behind the cage. Picked up by Shea Jones. Jones outlet. Not able to get it out. Kept in by the Abes. There's a shot blocked. Getting in front was Drake Kuharski to block that shot. Then a big collision in the corner. But now the Warriors get it up the center. Here comes Wausau West. Into the zone. Boleyn. Boleyn right hand side. Boleyn below the goal line. Boleyn fed in front. Nobody there for the Warriors. Grabbed by the Abes, back to center. Here comes Blake Onneman. Onneman into the zone. Onneman's shot gets blocked. Another good defensive play by Drake Kuharski for the Warriors. Puck back to the point and now back to center. Dumped back in by Eau Claire Memorial. Under 5 minutes to go, first period. Still scoreless. Warriors banging ahead on the far side boards. Not out of the zone. Captain turned over. Diggins. Diggins left-hand side. And not able to get the shot off was Mason Flannery. Shot save again by Scalcucci. Now the Warriors the other way. Here comes Hendrix Damrow. Poke checked away. Hendrix grabs it, rolls it into the ECM zone. Played along the far side by ECM. Knocked down by Xander DeBile. But now taken back by the Abes. Up to center. Again, Mac Diggins. Diggins into the zone, right wing side. Diggins into the right corner. Trying to turn the corner. Fed in the near faceoff circle. Shot and a save! Beautiful feed by Diggins in the right faceoff circle. Leading scorer. Gabe Pankratz, but coming out challenging the shot was Julian Scalcucci, and he makes a big save. 4:16 to go in period number one, 0-0 game, but that was a good job of goaltending against a very dangerous player as Diggins got into the corner, fed it to the near faceoff circle. Pankratz had plenty of room, fired it from the dot, but coming out very quickly and cutting down the angle was Julian Scalcucci. And in fact, I don't know, maybe got a piece of that with his face mask, because Julian is coming over to the Wausau West bench. It looks like maybe his face mask may have been broken or something has gone on with his face mask, because he needs a new piece of equipment. Again, a reminder, tomorrow more high school sectional hockey. I will be in Menominee tomorrow afternoon. The Central Wisconsin Storm, defending state champs, look to punch their ticket to Madison, taking on the Hayward Hurricanes. Like this game, those teams have played twice in the regular season. Each team won once. The Storm won the first time, and then the Hurricanes won the second time around in Madison during the Culver's Cup in overtime. So, Storm and Hayward, 3:45 for the pregame, 4 o'clock for the opening faceoff, tomorrow afternoon, live right here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. And again, Julian Scalcucci getting his face mask worked on at the Wausau West bench. So each team basically getting a timeout here. If you missed it last night, we had Wausau West Warrior Boys basketball as the Warrior Boys defeated Merrill on senior night by a score of 60-32. Wausau West 17-7 heading to the playoffs, and they will take on DC Everest next Friday night. We will have live coverage of that one here on 98.9 WXCO as well. The Wausau West girls tonight, girls basketball team, is in Hudson. So they're here in the western part of the state, a little further west in a regional semifinal. So good luck to the Wausau West girls basketball team. If we get any scores on that one, I will pass those along to you as well here this evening. Still waiting for the equipment fix up to go with Julian Scalcucci. Whatever it is, it's taking a little bit of time. And now it looks like Julian's headgear has been taken care of. And it looks like he'll be ready to go again. 11 shots on net for the Warriors, 7 shots on net for the Eau Claire Memorial Old A. 0-0 game. Face off in the near circle, waiting for Julian Scalcucci to grab his stick and get ready to go. Now we're set. There's the draw. One again by the Aves. Back to the point. Oh, just barely kept in. Shot from the point is sticked aside. That was cashed in Troutline. And now the Warriors grab it. Wausau West will get it up through center ice. Puck is now batted into the zone by the Warriors and Xander DeBile. Puck whipped along the boards by ECM. Picked up at his own blue line by Wonky. Wonky moves it left-hand side. Now into the zone comes ECM. Puck knocked away from Blake Onneman, and the Warriors get it back. On the left-hand side, not able to handle it, was Tyler Wendell, and resetting in their own zone will be the Aves. Puck off the glass in front of me, deflects into the Warriors' zone. No icing on the play. Chased down by the Warriors, Ethan Rohde. Rohde hands it off to his defenseman teammate, Jay Jones, and the outlet pass does not connect, but does roll into the ECM zone. Chased down by the Aves, banged off the boards, back to center. Played by Shea Jones, gives it off to his defense partner, who just jumped back in for the Warriors, Drake Kuharski, and now the long pass goes into the ECM zone. Now the Aves fight for the puck, DePoint fighting for it, but now the Aves get it back to center. Here comes Diggins into the zone. Diggins fed in front, deflected, and gloved down, getting a stick on it. It looked like it was wide of the cage from Gabe Pankratz. But taking no chances is Julian Scalcucci. Loves it down, takes the whistle and the faceoff. 3:05 to go, first period, still 0-0. Faceoff, battle for, grab by the Aves, and coming in was Diggins with a quick shot from the bottom of the right faceoff circle, and another glove save made by Scalcucci. Boy, Julian looks like he is tracking that puck exceptionally well so far tonight. Another offensive zone draw and another win for the Aves. Puck then knocked away by the Warriors. Battle along the near side boards. Still a scrum for that puck. Tegan Rasmus trying to grab it. Still fighting for it. Also, there's Cooper DePoint. Puck comes loose. Cooper will now get it up to center. Now on the left-hand side, Chase Crass. Crass had it poke-checked away, but now a delayed offside, and the puck taken by Eau Claire Memorial back through the zone. Into the zone come the Aves. There's a shot wide of the cage by Pankratz. Picked up along the near side boards by the Warriors. Now with it is Cooper DePoint. DePoint up the left-hand side. DePoint turning the corner. DePoint fires it and fighting it off is Mattson and deflects it over the glass and out of play. Showing great speed up the left-hand side was Cooper DePoint. Got it to the near face-off circle, fired it, but Evan Mattson able to get a piece of it, knock it out of play. Boy, Cooper DePoint has been red hot recently for the Warriors. Offensive zone draw now for the Warriors. Line change as Caden Boleyn and the two Damrows out there. Pocket battle for near the dot. Still battle for it. Now grabbed by Hendricks Damro, left-hand side. Hendricks trying to work his way in front. Hendricks in front! Shot and a stop again by Mattson. Puck along the near side boards. Fighting for it is Caden Boleyn. Also there now is Cade Damro. Damro getting bodied up by Peyton Holes. Still a scrum for the puck below the goal line, left-hand side. Still fighting, now puck back to the point, kept in by Shea Jones. Jones near side, not able to handle it, was Boleyn, but kept in again by Hendricks Damro. Now the puck rolled back to the goal line. Played behind the cage by Kruski. And he'll get it out of trouble. Puck rolls into the Wausau West zone. Getting there first is Shea Jones. Jones behind the cage. Minute 45 in the period. Back to center, taken away by Carter Hayes. He'll dump it back in. Behind the net, played by Julian Scalcucci. Hands it off to Joel Gravine. Gravine fighting for the puck in the near corner. Puck is now back to the point. Hayes. Hayes will fire it, and trying for a deflection in front for ECM was Matthew Wonky, but did not get a piece of it. And gloving it down is Julian Scalcucci with a minute 29 to go in the first period. Offensive zone faceoff coming up now for the A's. Near side faceoff circle. Wyatt Cienko will take the draw here for ECM. Taking the faceoff is Xander DeBio for the Warriors. Draw on that faceoff. Puck is battled for in the near corner. Puck comes to Tyler Wendell now for West. Wendell gets it up the center, left-hand side. Wendell now dump it in after he crosses the red line. Behind the net, chased down by Luke Schemberger for the A's. Near side, trying to keep it in, unable to do so is Kuharski. Puck back to center. Xander by, oh, given away. Now into the zone come the Apes. And then good defensive work by Drake Kuharski to take away a shot opportunity. Back to the point, kept in by the Apes. Thrown in front, deflected, shot and a save, and a rebound goes wide of the cage. Oh, there's a great chance for ECM. Another big stop made by Scalcucci, then the rebound misses the net. Back up ice, Rasmus will dump it on net and glove down. And I think everybody needed a deep breath as Evan Mattson will squeeze it, take the whistle and the stoppage. 42.1 seconds to go, but very dangerous on the other end. Warriors made a mistake. The initial play was made by Kuharski to take away an opportunity, but the puck came back to the Apes, and then a shot and a huge save made by Scalcucci. Puck is battled for, now knocked off the near side boards, back to center. Here comes Pankratz again for the Apes. Into the left corner, Pankratz. Pankratz behind the net. Pankratz now to Diggins. Diggins back to the point, Lossman. Lossman will fire it. Save made again by Scalcucci, and he sticks it out of play. 23 seconds even to go in period number one. 0-0 game, but don't let that 0-0 score deceive you. There have been some really good opportunities on both ends. Face-off to the right of Scalcucci. Diggins has it knocked away. Now here comes Wasa West. With it is Cooper DePoint. DePoint into the zone. DePoint trying to get around the defender, knocked away. But Crass will pick it up. Chase Crass rolls it in deep. Puck to the left corner with 8 seconds in the period. Puck back to center, Shea Jones. Jones will dump it back in, and the final seconds will tick off, and then the first period will come to an end. 0-0 game here at the Chippewa Ice Arena. Division 1, Section 1, sectional final between the Wausau West Warriors and the Eau Claire Memorial Old A's. We'll come back, look at the numbers of this one, recap the action during our first intermission break. 0-0, Wausau West and Eau Claire Memorial. This is Wausau West Warrior High School Hockey on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app.
What's your idea of winter fun? It's hitting the trails after a fresh snowfall and you're thinking new snowmobile. It's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. If you're thinking new four-wheel drive vehicle to get you to the downhill slopes or the cross-country trails, it's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. Quick, easy loan applications, friendly lenders, and great rates make CCU the lending leader in financing fun. If your idea of winter fun isn't in the snow, maybe hitting the highway in a new motorhome is the way to go. Just give CCU a call. Financing for motorhomes and winter getaways. When you think fun, think Clover Belt Credit Union. What are you waiting for? Life's too short and winter's too long. Call CCU for your great rate financing. Dial 715-842-5693 or apply online or from your smartphone. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. Local lenders lending local money, keeping our community strong.
For more than 60 years, Sun Printing has been Central Wisconsin's commercial printer of choice due to their commitment to quality, creative solutions, and dedicated service. Sun Printing's team offers you a wide spectrum of services, whether you need vehicle graphics, offset, digital, large format, graphic design, or mailing. They print everything under the sun. No project is too big or too small, so give Sun Printing a call at 845-4911 or visit them online at sunprinting.com.
Hungry for flavor-packed fun?
Dive into Red Robin's sizzling burgers, mouth-watering fries, and endless options.
Or maybe you're craving the perfect slice.
Then it's Donato's Pizza, your passport to pizza perfection.
Order now and treat yourself to an unforgettable taste experience.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza, 2255 48 Rib Mountain Drive in Wausau.
Call 715-301-0019 or log on redrobin.com.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza. Yum.
On Saturday, a trip to the state tournament is on the line for the Central Wisconsin Storm. The defending state champions will take on Hayward in a sectional championship game. Catch all the action live on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app, starting with the pregame show at 3:45 and the opening faceoff at 4 p.m. Central Wisconsin Storm playoff hockey on 98.9 WXCO is brought to you by the Cloverbelt Credit Union, Red Robin Restaurants, Sun Printing, the Wausau West Athletic Department, Coast to Coast Marketing. It's the Central Wisconsin Storm taking on Hayward in a girls' hockey sectional championship game. Saturday, starting with the pregame show at 3:45, opening faceoff at 4 on your home for high school sports. 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app.
Hello there, this is James,
Melissa,
Chad,
and Seth, inviting you to come work with us. Civic Media is looking for a full-time sales professional to work with existing and new broadcast and digital media clients.
We're a fast-growing company that offers competitive wages, benefits, a relaxed working environment that focuses on quality of life, and includes a team of support to reach our shared goals.
Join us in continuing what we have done for 80 years. Be a part of the community, put into the community, celebrate community.
Find out more by contacting Chuck Gennaro at 715-935-8030 or email chuck.gennaro@civicmedia.us. All inquiries are confidential. Civic Media Incorporated is an equal opportunity employer, and we look forward to you joining us.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Chad Holmes again from the Chippewa Ice Arena. We are in the first intermission of this sectional hockey championship game. Winner moves on to the state tournament next week in Madison. No score between Wausau West and Eau Claire Memorial, but again, it was a game that had lots of chances, of real high energy, up and down action. 12 shots on net for Wausau West, 11 for Eau Claire Memorial, but still looking for that first goal, and both teams did have some chances in that first period, but both goaltenders were solid. Evan Mattson with 12 saves for Eau Claire Memorial and Julian Scalcucci with 11 saves for Wausau West. Only one penalty was called in the first period. It was a penalty on the Warriors, and Wausau West was able to kill off the ensuing Eau Claire Memorial power play. So again, I think both teams can feel like they played pretty good hockey in that first period. I think both teams can feel pretty good about their goaltending. Obviously, that first goal will be a big one, but at the same time, as we heard from Coach B.J. Brandt in our pregame show, falling behind has not been an issue for the Warriors in the playoffs. They were down 1-0, 2-1, and 3-2 in the regional final last Thursday against Superior. Came back, tied it up three times, and then finally won it in overtime 4-3. And then on Tuesday, they were down 3-1 and 4-2 and 5-4 against New Richmond, but came back and ultimately won it 6-5. So, again, it is a very even matchup. I think these are both very good hockey teams. They've seen each other. There's no secrets right now. Third meeting of the season between these squads, and 0-0 is the score. Again, the winner moves on to play on Friday. Friday, there is an early session, 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. down at the Cap Ice Arena, Bob Suter's Capital Ice Arena. And should the Wausau West Warriors win this one, we will be down in Middleton, officially Middleton, in the Madison area, and have live coverage of that one for you on Friday, either early Friday morning or Friday afternoon, right here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. And again, we are looking forward to more intense hockey action tomorrow when the Central Wisconsin Storm take on the Hayward Hurricanes in a girls' hockey sectional final. The game will be played in Menominee. I will be heading to Menominee tomorrow. Have the action at 3:45 for the pregame and 4 o'clock for the opening faceoff. And then if Marathon wins tonight in girls basketball and they play at Chippewa Falls McDonald tomorrow night, that only a half an hour from Menominee, I will head right from Menominee to Chippewa Falls and be back in this city coming up tomorrow night for Marathon girls basketball in a regional final against McDonald Central at 7 o'clock for the tip. So again, the plan is to have the Storm at 3:45 for the pregame for Menominee, and then hit the road, hopefully no overtime, and get to McDonald Catholic High School for Marathon in a girls basketball regional final tomorrow night, starting with the pregame show at 6:50 and the opening tip at 7 p.m. 0-0 here between the Warriors and Eau Claire Memorial. We'll have the start of the second period coming up next. This is Wausau West Warrior High School playoff hockey on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app.
The Wausau West Hockey Booster Club is a proud supporter of our broadcast of Warrior Hockey on 98.9 WXCO. The Wausau West Hockey Booster Club would also like to thank their program sponsors for supporting the Warrior Hockey Program and the Wausau West Hockey Invitational. Those supporters include Godorzi, First Impressions, Focus Financial, Four Seasons Screen Printing, Four Seasons Gulf of Wausau. Please pay them a visit and thank them for their support of Wausau West Warrior Hockey.
Looking for the best in website design and digital marketing? Look no further than Coast to Coast Marketing, Central Wisconsin's number one choice. We're not just about building great websites, we're about building our community too. That's why for every website you purchase, we'll donate 10% of the sale to the school of your choice. Imagine growing your business while giving back to local schools. It's a win-win. Visit c2cmarketing.com or call 715-379-7460 today and make a difference with your business and your community.
Thanks to the Wausau West Athletic Department for their continued support of our broadcast of Wausau West Warrior Athletics on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Thanks for listening to our broadcast on the radio, but we want to see you out and about cheering on Wausau West student athletes in action. To find out your next opportunity to see the Warriors, go to wisconsinvalleyconference.org and click on Wausau West.
A look at the individual state wrestling tournament set for this weekend in Madison. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WISSports.net Minute brought to you by Just a Game Fieldhouse and Wisconsin Dells. More high school sports news after this.
You may have heard of Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells, one of the country's premier destinations for youth sports and events, but did you know that Just a Game does so much more? Just a Game also delivers end-to-end apparel, equipment, and event solutions. With their state-of-the-art screen printing and embroidery facility, they can help with branding for your team and business items, including uniforms, apparel, and more. Just a Game also offers digital services that include a cashless digital platform and event live streaming. Just a Game has also added a second brand new facility in Reedsburg. Find more information at justagame.com. The WIAA Individual Wrestling State Tournament will be held this weekend, with 560 boys athletes and 192 girls athletes competing in one of the crown jewels of the prep sports calendar. Taking place at the Kohl Center in Madison from Thursday through Saturday, more than 340 different programs are represented by this year's qualifiers. There are 14 defending champions in the boys' side returning this year, including a pair of wrestlers looking to join Elite Company as four-time state champs. In D2, Danny Heiser of Evansville is the top seed in the 157-pound bracket and has three previous titles under his belt. Koji Campbell from Kenosha St. Joseph is looking for his fourth championship as well, seated first in the 126-pound bracket of Division III, where he is currently undefeated. Only 29 previous wrestlers have captured four state titles. There are 17 boys' state qualifiers that are undefeated heading to Madison, along with three undefeated girls' wrestlers. One of those girls' athletes is New London senior Haley Krieger, who is 46-0 this year and looking to become the first female athlete to win four state titles. A reminder that this is one of the busiest weeks of the prep sports calendar, with girls' basketball and regional play, gymnastics and hockey sectionals, state wrestling, plus the last week of the boys' hoops regular season. This has been a WISSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WISSports.net.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau, streaming at BullFallsRadio.com.
Number two from Chippewa Falls, Wausau West and Eau Claire Memorial still scoreless, 5-on-5 hockey to begin the second period. 12 shots on net for the Warriors, 11 shots on net for the Old A's. Warriors will go from left to right in front of my broadcast position in period number two. Again, right in the middle of a lot of Eau Claire Memorial fans. The West fans are off to my right. Cooper DePoit will take the draw. Face off the far side boards in front of the ECM bench. Picked up by Pankratz. He'll dump it in deep. Played by Julian Scalcucci. Hands it off to Tegan Rasmus. Rasmus will flip it high into the air. Goes into the ECM zone. Chasing it down. No icing. As getting there is Kruski. He'll move it to the far side boards. Fighting for it and taking it away is Cooper DePoit. He'll stick handle at neutral. DePoit, 360 with the puck. Gets knocked off the puck. Picked up now by the eighth, but then getting it back is Owen Pregalski for the Warriors. Puck banged back to center. Goes off a skate. Picked up again. Here comes Gabe Pankratz. Whipped on the first attempt. Gets it back. Dumps it into the left corner. Puck is battled for. Picked up at the goal line. Near side by Tegan Rasmus. Rasmus will move it on the left-hand side. Flip it up through center ice. Knocking it down at the blue line is Cooper DePoit. Cooper still fighting for it. Now rolled into the zone. Taken right back by Pankratz. Warriors in the midst of a line change. Back up ice. Here comes Diggins. Diggins. Oh, he'll take a shot. And the puck taken away beautifully by Tegan Rasmus. Terrific defensive play by the big junior defenseman for the Warriors, Tegan Rasmus. Puck is back into the ECM zone. Bang back to neutral. At his own blue line, right-hand side Rasmus. Pass behind Drake Kuharski. Drake trying to chase it down below the goal line on the far side. Deflects it into the corner. Still a fight for it. Goes in behind the cage. Picked up by Kuharski. Kuharski left-hand side. Pass goes off the skate of Chase Crass and now taken back by the Aves. Blake Onneman into the zone. Right face-off circle. Shot, save. Knocking it down with his mitt was Julian Scalcucci. Puck on the far side boards. Taken back by the Aves and Wonky. Wonky has it knocked away. Cade Damrell fighting for it. Damrell will dig it out now for the Warriors along the far side boards. Damrell gets it up to center. Now with it is Cooper DePoit. DePoit into the zone. DePoit left-hand side. Tough angle shot goes wide into the near side corner. Whipped along the boards and deflected out of trouble by the Aves. Chased down in the Wausau West zone by Shea Jones. Jones on the left-hand side. Stick handles. Pass ahead. Knocked down. Stolen by Tucker Lossman. Lossman gets it into the offensive zone. Between the circle. Shot and a save. Quick little release by Peyton Hulls. And a right pad save made by Julian Scalcucci.
Puck thrown in front, deflected back to the corner. Picked up again by Peyton Holes. Holes has it knocked away by Teagan Rasmus. Rasmus fighting for it below the goal line. Oh, and then Teagan goes down, and the puck comes loose, and that'll be a penalty. Yep. Oh, wait. No, is it not a penalty? No, I guess not. Teagan thought it was a penalty. And we're going to, I'm not sure why the whistle blew then, but faceoff will stay in the Wausau West zone. Faceoff to the right of Scalcucci, 14:35 to go, second period, 0-0 score. Caden Boleyn will take the draw against Peyton Hull. Faceoff won by West, but the puck taken away by the Abes. Back to the point. Ooh, knocked away at the blue line. And now the Warrior. Ooh, almost a break-in, but not able to quite get there was Hendricks Damrell. But the puck into the Abe zone and then taken back by ECM. Joe Gravine will now dump it in deep. Evan Mattson slows it down behind the cage for the Abes. Caden Kruschke with the puck has it knocked away, but does get it up the center. Puck bouncing around, picked up by the Abes. Holes. Holes into the zone. Holes left-hand side, trying to turn the corner. Now behind the cage, feeds it, upper slot. There's a shot, save, rebound, save! Puck is now deflected to the right faceoff circle, bouncing around, picked up by Hendricks Damrell. Pair of saves there by Julian Scalcucci. Now the puck into the zone. Oh! Taking the puck away, getting a quick shot off of Tyler Wendell, and a good stop made by Mattson. One of the Abes that lost their sticks, and that led to an opportunity, and still without his stick right now is Eric Karnitz for the Abes. But now the Abes do get it out of trouble. Karnitz is heading off, and he'll be replaced as he doesn't have a stick. Now the puck dumped back to the Eau Claire Memorial zone. Puck moved along the near side boards. Taken by Mason Flannery. Gets it ahead. Into the zone, Diggins. Diggins sliding poke check on the near side by Ethan Rohde for the Warriors as Diggins was trying to turn the corner and go in on Scalcucci. Puck along the near side boards. Still fought for in the Wausau West zone. Picked up by Ethan Rohde, now behind his own cage. Rohde off the far side boards, captain at the point by the Abes. Diggins trying to get the Pankratz, could not connect. Then Pankratz knocks it away from Rohde. Behind the net, Kuharski, right-hand side to Jake Hain. Hain trying to get it out of the zone, does so, back up to center. Now the Abes reset at their own blue line. Carter Hayes on the right-hand side. Dumps it all the way down ice, no icing, played behind the cage by Julian Scalcucci. Now Drake Kuharski gives it off to his defense partner, Ethan Rohde. Now the Warriors through center ice, over the blue line, into the zone. With it, Owen Pergalski moves it left-hand side. Now puck rolls in below the goal line, left-hand side. Whip on the boards out of the zone by ECM. Warriors reset at neutral. 12:25 to go in the second period. Still no score. Through center ice, Cooper to point. To point makes a nice move into the zone. His pass knocked away by Pankratz. Pankratz moves it right-hand side towards Diggins. Now Pankratz will pick up the loose puck. Dumps it in deep. Slow down behind the cage by Scalcucci. Now with it is Shea Jones for the Warriors. Long pass ahead. Into the zone to point. Left faceoff circle. The point goes down. Penalty be called. Delayed penalty. Shot and a goal! A delayed penalty. Grabbing it. Firing it was Crass. And the Warriors take a 1-0 lead. Drawing the penalty was Cooper to point. There to grab the loose puck after it was knocked away from Cooper was Trace Crass, and he whips it right under the crossbar. 5:02 the time of that goal, and the Warriors on the board first lead 1-0. Terrific finish by Crass, who had the hat trick against New Richmond on Tuesday. And for Chase Crass on the season, that is goal number 23. 23 goals for Crass and a 1-0 lead for the Warriors. 11:58 to go in period number two. Referee over at the scores table. Not sure what the conversation is about. Obviously with the goal, the penalty is wiped away and will stay 5-on-5. So 1-0 Warriors, and the Warrior fans off to my right making some noise. The Warrior student section. Huge crowd from Eau Claire, I got to say that. I mean, there are a lot of, this is closer obviously to Eau Claire than Wausau here in Chippewa Falls, and the Abes have brought a lot of folks packing this Chippewa Ice Arena. But the Warriors have quieted the big Eau Claire Memorial crowd. Puck is battled for, played at neutral ice. Picked up by, turnover, Kate Damrow into the zone. Damrow in front, and not able to get the shot off was Caden Boleyn. Boleyn whips it to the far near side corner. Oh, that was a good play by Kate Damrow. Stole the puck and then fed it towards Boleyn, but just could not control it. Now Hendrix Damrow in front. Boleyn, a shot, and just getting a pad on it. Shot is deflected by the cage, and this line in the first period had some great pressure, and there was pressure again. And now the puck cleared by the Aves. Into the zone, Blake Onneman. Onneman taken off the puck nicely by Joe Gravin. Now played by Hendrix Damrow behind his own cage. Damrow, left-hand side. Damrow poked away. Shea Jones gives it away. Now right-hand side with it is Eric Harness. Fed in front, deflected behind the cage. Near side boards. Onneman back in the corner. Big check by Hendrix Damrow against Eric Harness, and the puck taken away by Boleyn. Gets it ahead. Kate Damrow. Damrow into the zone. Damrow checked off the puck. Puck goes in below the goal line, left-hand side. Still a fight for the puck below the goal line. Deflects to the near side corner. Still a fight for the puck along the boards. Aves will get it back to the point and back to center. Back the other way comes Eau Claire Memorial. Peyton Hulls. Hulls left corner. No good defensive play by Tegan Rasmus. Knocked it away. Then for the near side board, shot goes off the side of the net. Warriors will bang it off the near side boards. Still a fight for the puck. Chopped ahead to the point and back to center ice. Eau Claire Memorial at neutral dumps it back in. Comes right in front of the cage, picked up there by Drake Kuharski. Now Hayne gets it ahead to DeBile. DeBile to center ice, taken away by the Aves. Puck in front of the Wausau West bench. Puck is battled for. Now into the zone, back Diggins. Diggins at the blue line. Diggins holds. Diggins near side. Diggins down low. Diggins below the goal, behind the cage, to the right-hand side. Diggins back to the point. With it is Hayes. Hayes moves it near side. Krushke, his shot goes off a skate. Back to the right point and not able to keep it in was Hayes. Puck is battled for in front of the ECM bench. Comes loose. And now on the right-hand side, poked forward by Tegan Rasmus. And a penalty coming up as getting hit in the arm in the hand area is Rasmus. And for the first time tonight, the Warriors will head to the power play. Into the box for the Aves is Gabe Pankratz. He was trying to flick that puck away from Tegan Rasmus, but he got a piece of the hand in the arm area. And now West has a chance to extend a 1-0 lead. 9:37 to go in period number two. But now for Wausau West, a great opportunity to try to get a little cushion. Puck is won by the Aves, whipped along the boards, and back to center ice. Hendrix Damrow for the Warriors. Now taken away, Mac Diggins. Diggins has it taken right back. Now with it is the Warriors. Hendrix Damrow. Damrow into the zone. Damrow right-hand side. Damrow at the goal line. Now behind the cage. Wrap around and a right pad save made by Evan Mattson. Good play by Hendrix Damrow. Good save by Mattson. At the point to point. Now back over to Hendrix Damrow. Now Cooper to point. Right-hand side. Chase Crass. Crass, a shot and a blocker save made by Mattson. Back to the point to point. Moves it near side. Chase Crass. Back to the point, upper slot. Shot is blocked, and it goes to the blue line, but kept in at the right point by Cooper to point. Now Cooper trying to get between the circles. Crass, right face on the circle. Shot, getting a piece of it was Mattson, and deflects it over the crossbar. Now in front, Hendrix Damrow had it knocked away. Puck on the near side boards. Warriors trying to keep it in. Chase Crass does so. Warriors putting on heat on this power play. 1 minute to go. Behind the cage, Owen Pergalski has it knocked away. And now finally the Aves clear it out. Chase Crass along the near side boards. Crass will try to bring it up ice. Crass into the zone, right hand side. And now a whistle and a stoppage in play. Well, the Warriors put on some major heat in the first minute 12 of this power play, but not able to get it past Evan Mattson. 48 seconds to go on the power play. 8:24 to go in the second period. 6 seconds past the midway point of this game. And the Warriors have a 1-0 lead. Face-off, won by Wausau West, dumped in deep by Shea Jones. Played by the Aves, looking to clear, do not do so. Joel Gravin, right point, moves it to Jones, left-hand side. He'll fire it, and a save made again by Mattson. Puck is played by the Aves, but not out. Kept in by Wausau West, turning his Rasmus over the crossbar. Rebound, right-hand side. Boleyn trying to move it along the boards towards Joel Gravin. Gravin has it, back to Boleyn. Boleyn fires it, goes wide to the near side pipe. Grabbed by the Aves, but not out. Joe Gravin keeps it in for Wausau West. Puck is now at the left point. Now move to the near side, Joe Gravine. Gravine whiffs on the shot. Puck is still played by Gravine. Gravine, right faceoff circle. Gravine, back to the point. Shot blocked by the Aves. Captain Gravine, left faceoff circle. Penalty's over. Puck deflected behind the cage, and now the puck is frozen, and also the net is knocked off. Well, Warriors had the puck in the offensive zone quite a bit in the offensive zone, but not able to get anything past Mattson. And now Mattson's having a little issue with his helmet. We saw Scalcucci. And now taking a look at the mask is Evan Mattson. Both goalies have been rock solid. Face off, battle for it, won by the Aves. Back to 5-on-5 hockey. Back out of the box, trying to chase it down for the Aves as Gabe Pankratz now into the corner, behind the cage. Pankratz to the right-hand side. Pankratz rolls it down low. Mac Diggins below the goal line, right-hand side. Diggins along the boards. Diggins gets away from the defender. Diggins trying to feed it in front. Knocked away by Ethan Rohde. Diggins gets it back. Near faceoff circle, back to the point, Lassman. Lassman moves it right-hand side. Schemberger, shot to flex off the side of the net. Puck is battled for right on the doorstep. Now to the right faceoff circle. Deflected to the point. Kept in again by the Aves. Near side, Lassman. Lassman, one timer on the right-hand side. Whiffed on by the Aves and Pankratz. And now the Warriors back the other way. Chase Kras into the zone. And now a whistle. And a penalty coming up on Wausau West for interference. As coming into the zone, Kras, somewhere on the left, and I did not see it myself, but it looks like Cooper DePoit will be going into the box here for Wausau West. So now an opportunity for the Aves to try to get the equalizer with 6:45 to go in the second period, and the Warriors holding a 1-0 lead. Here's the draw. Win by the Warriors. With it is Joe Gravine. Whips along the boards and back to center ice. Played there by the Aves. Puck moved along the near side boards. Picked up by Matthew Wonke. Oh, his pass gets away from Hayes back into the ECM zone. Hayes back at his own goal line. Moves it forward to Tucker Lassman. Lassman back through center. Whiffs on the pass, but there to pick it up is Wonke. Wonke on the right-hand side to Wyatt Sienko. Sienko moves it down low. Behind the cage. Puck taken away by the Warriors and cleared all the way down ice by Tegan Rasmus. Boy, Rasmus has been playing well here tonight. Puck is battle for getting there first for the Warriors. Good hustle there by Tyler Wendell, but then the puck taken back by the Aves. Into the zone, Mac Diggins. Diggins, right-hand side. There's a shot and a deflection right in front. Onneman, right in front of Scalcucci, could not get it on net. Back to the right-hand side, Diggins. Diggins, right faceoff circle, back to the point. Wyatt Seymour, left-hand side, shot and a left pad save on that rip by Gabe Pankratz, and the Warriors grab it and clear it all the way down ice. Good save by Julian Scalcucci as Pankratz, who scored a lot of goals this season for the Aves, was targeting down low on the left-hand side. 50 seconds on the eight power play. The other way, Mac Diggins into the zone. Diggins thrown in front, shot and a save. Quick release by Luke Schemberger. Another stop made by the Warriors sophomore goalie. But on the right-hand side, Mac Diggins. Diggins back to the point. With it is Seymour. Now near side with it. Shot! And getting, I think, a piece of the pipe was Gabe Pankratz, and it deflects out of play. Targeting the upper right-hand corner of the net was Pankratz, and he got it all, and it just grazed off the pipe and out of play. Well, right now, Scalcucci's been so good, the Aves have to go for the perfect shot. And darn well nearly had it with Gabe Pankratz. There's the draw. Win on the faceoff by the Aves. Puck moved to the right-hand side. Diggins. Diggins, stick handles. Back to Seymour. Seymour, near side. Pankratz back to Diggins, but it goes off his stick. Back to the blue line. Kept it in. Now right-hand side. Now again Seymour. Seymour back to the right point. Seymour moves it near side. Gabe Pankratz. Now to Diggins, right-hand side. Back upper slot. Seymour, left faceoff circle, Pankratz. Pankratz could not get the shot off. Getting over quickly with Kuharski. Now right faceoff circle, Diggins. Diggins a shot, save, rebound, upper slot. Seymour fires it, blocked. Puck is cleared by the Warriors, but not out. Another shot, save is made. Pankratz fired it. Save made by Scalcucci, and the penalty is over.
Some hairy moments on that Eau Claire Memorial power play, but the Warriors get the kill. 4 minutes and 34 seconds to go in period number two. Warriors still with a 1-0 lead. Near side circle face off in the Warrior end of the rink. Puck off the near side boards, played by Ethan Rohde. Moves it over to the far side. Chasing it down is Shea Jones. They'll get it to the point, but not out. And now the puck deflected to center. Now Cade Damrell into the zone, left-hand side. In front, Hendricks, did a shot, and they go! No, it's saved! Oh, no! Right in front, I thought, and Damrell hands go straight to his head. I thought it went in because Hendricks had his arms up and then to his head as making the huge stop is Evan Mattson for the Aves. Oh, Cade Damrell with a great feed in front to Hendricks. Damrell, one on the goalie, but Mattson comes up with a massive stop to keep it 1-0 Warriors. Hands went, oh, off the draw, a shot, Hendricks, Damrell scores! Hendricks was robbed a moment ago, this time he's not, and the Warriors take a 2-0 lead. Off the draw, Damrell grabbed it, and then went to the bottom of the faceoff circle and ripped it past Mattson. 12 minutes and 44 seconds, the time of that even strength goal for Hendricks Damrell. And it